You're listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by the Envision Advisors at Your Castle Real Estate.
What's up, Colorado? This is your December 2021 and year-end market update for Denver and Colorado Springs. I got my co-host, Jenny Bayless. Jenny and I will be talking about the two markets, year-end trends, and also going through what the reality of the market might look like in a year as prices and interest rates start going up. So Jenny, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Really good. So the market, what's going on with the market? I'm shrugging right now that people can't see what's going on with the market, you know?
Yeah, same old, I know, sound like a broken record, but yeah, I mean, everything is just holding strong as it has been. There's really no changes to report on that. So, I mean, just ending the year with a 19% year-over-year price or median sales price growth, that's just crazy to me, to be honest. Like, I would have never expected a 20% gain in 1 year. So it's just... yeah, it's phenomenal. I don't really see anything changing in the near future. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we don't need to put people to sleep with stats because you said there's not much going on. Mm-hmm. Same thing up here in Denver. The biggest thing I wanna highlight is just the level of inventory, or I should say the lack of level of inventory. I mean, for the whole time we've been recording the podcast. Even when I was just doing Denver, then, you and I started doing Springs and Denver together, Jenny. I mean, every month it's just been low inventory, low inventory, low inventory. And one of the numbers that was very interesting to me that stuck out was, so pre-COVID, at the end of 2019, there were 5,050 active properties in Denver Metro. And at that time, we thought that was really, really low. And we were bitching and moaning about it back then. Fast forward now, do you want to know what we landed at the end of 2022 or the end of 2021 in Denver?
Yeah.
1,475.
Oh my gosh.
1,500 inventory. And just to kind of give everyone, that's why I want to go back 2 years versus now, because that is a huge difference. Mm-hmm. I don't know the percent difference, but it's a lot. But the average number should be in the 10,000 plus as far as active listings.
Wow.
And we are at 1475. We're probably close to 10% of the normal inventory. So as Lon Walsh put it, the gas tank is getting pretty darn low. And with all of that, I mean, that's, again, to keep things simple, that supply and demand, I think, is the number one most important metric to dictate what the market is doing and what we can look into our crystal ball to predict in the future. Super low inventory, the lowest, I think, ever on record or right around there. Very high demand, low inventory. That's why we're seeing prices go up. And, we've talked about purchase or, the price of the assets. The other thing that I was very surprised at this year, Jenny, is the rental increase. Mm-hmm. Prices started really going up, after, May, June of 2020. And then right after COVID happened, rents, were, I think, flat that year. And then this year, or 2021, I should say, rents dramatically jumped. I think in Denver, we average out 13% increase. Citywide, of course, some places higher, some places lower. And I think the Springs was even a little bit higher than that, right?
Yeah, for preliminary numbers, I saw that it was a little bit higher. I haven't seen anything definitive come out for December stats, but I'm very curious to see what it is. And I know anecdotally, every time we've projected a rent figure for a client, it always ended up renting for more. Same personally, for turnovers, I've increased rents several hundred dollars for turnover properties of mine.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the, that's the other thing. While we're all, as we're buying new properties, I'm not happy with the way prices are going because, hey, it makes numbers harder, but rents are increasing as well, mm-hmm. which is good from an investment standpoint where it helps to, help us stay in business as landlords and cover the cost of running, a great place for our tenants to go out there and live in, providing a great quality housing. So rents are going up as well. So while you're seeing all the headlines about prices going up, and they are, keep in mind that rents are going up as well. They're both double digits.
Yep.
And I was talking with someone, I don't want to mention his name, but someone I very much respect, and his bet for this year was that the rent appreciation from a percent standpoint would be higher than the price appreciation. And I was like,
I guess I can see where he's coming from, because if you have 1500 active listings in Denver, where are these people going to live? They're going to have to rent. So it makes sense. They're just kind of moving the demand to different product.
Yeah. So I would expect, I mean, my prediction, not going to give numbers, but I think both prices and rents will go up in 2022 is my prediction. That's my bold prediction, Jenny. Do you have a bold prediction?
I will agree. I think prices will go up for purchasing, rents will go up. And I also am experiencing personally that interest rates are going up. And, you know, I caught myself whining about it to my lender, Bill the lender. I was whining to him about the rate that he quoted me. But then I caught myself and I said, you know what, like, I just need to look at it big picture and just kind of suck it up. We can't get everything, when it comes to a purchase.
But the good thing is it's I don't know the exact quote, but I can guesstimate it. It's still below current inflation, which to me is a very important metric. Hey, if my debt interest rate is below inflation interest rate, well, we never want inflation. I want that for my situation.
Yep.
Lower debt than the inflation rate is a really great situation to be in. Mm-hmm. So, and speaking of those higher interest rates, that's something else we want to talk about on the podcast today is, you know, we expect prices to go up and we expect interest rates to go up. And I mean, three or four weeks, interest rates have gone up faster than I think anyone expected. Mm-hmm. At least I expected, and talked to some other people. Things have started to tick up. And so it's going to create this situation that, well, what should an investor do? Should I wait? Should I buy now? Should I not do anything? And so we wanted to run through and go give a comparison on buying now at around current purchase price, mortgage, you know, interest rates, or wait 1 year and see what it does. Because a lot of people get fixated on prices, but really what makes the most difference is what's that monthly payment? What's the monthly payment, whether you're a homeowner or whether you're a landlord, because that monthly payment is how we subtract, you know, rent and expenses from. So Lon Walsh, the founder of YourCastle, sent out just a very simple spreadsheet that we're going to leverage off of showing, hey, if you buy a property now, he put the price in at $600,000. This is for Denver. Current interest rate, 3.8%, gives you about a $2,800 a month payment. If you wait 12 months, and assuming a 7% price appreciation, which I think is, you know, it's higher than we normally run models with, but I think it's actually very realistic since people are calling between like a 5 to 15% price increase this year. And if mortgage interest rates go up 0.7% to a 4.5%, the new monthly payment is $3,250, which is about a $450 increase or a 16% monthly payment increase. So while you're bemoaning the interest rate right now, Jenny, or you did for a few minutes the other day, what do you think of being 12 months?
No, that's literally the thought that went through my head is, you know, while I was whining and crying about the price I was paying for the asset and the interest rate. And I said, you know what? I still am putting bets that me buying this now and locking into the price now and locking into the interest rate now, I think I'm going to be better off than I will be 6 months from now. That was my bet to myself. So we'll see. But I think I'll be right on that.
Yeah, I mean, and I would totally agree with you on there as well. And this is, you know, something that, you know, investors, you know, we're getting that question. I'm sure you're getting that question and people are thinking about it. And this is something that people have to figure out, hey, what's the right move for them? I'm in your boat, Jenny. I'd rather buy now because my expectation is that prices and interest rates will go up, which is a double whammy on the payments. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, what the opposite thing on there is that inflation is going up. So, you know, locking in assets at a still very low historical interest rate with the fact that real estate is an amazing hedge against inflation, another reason to buy now. And then we're seeing rents go up. So while numbers might be tight, we continue to see rents go up. That should help the cash flow improve on the property. Hopefully what Jenny said a minute ago was, hey, we're buying properties now, then 2 months when they rent, we're beating our pro formas. And then at the 1 year or two renewal mark, hopefully we're bumping those rents up as well to increase the cash flow and help the numbers. I mean, this was like the main stuff Jenny and I wanted to cover. Just keep it very high level, keep it very trend focused because we don't want to drown people in the numbers. But if you want the exact details, we always have charts, graphs, a lot more metrics on the Colorado Springs market updates page, the Denver update pages. So always go out there and check it. If you want more details, email or call me and Jenny. And then something else that Jenny and I are working on is that we are working on our 2022 investing guides for Denver Springs. And I think Pueblo too, right, Jenny?
Yeah, Pueblo has made the book this year. So
yes. So we're going to start having 3 market updates here soon. And we'll kick that off because I know you and Leah have been really diving into Pueblo, which I'm fascinated to learn about. So last year we did a big market update on Denver and Springs, like, hey, what's working, what's not working, plus a bunch of other stuff. We are working on that right now. I'll have a much more detailed guide coming out in the very near future, in audio, video, and of course, a very in-depth blog post. So stay tuned for that. Jenny, I hit all my talking points. You got anything left?
No, I'm just, I'm very curious to see how this year plays out, but I think our predictions are going to play out.
I'm saying my predictions. Prices will go up, rents will go up, and interest rates will go up.
Yep.
I will bet anyone a beer and a couple dollars on that. great. Everyone, we always appreciate you listening and watching. If you have more questions or you want help buying a property or help navigating the market on what you should do based off of your financial situation, your current portfolio, if you have one, what's going on, reach out to me and Jenny. We love helping people figure out what the right move is with them in the best market while we align it with your personal financial goals as well. So if you have those, if you want to, reach out to us on investment consultation or emails, and we are happy to chat with you. Jenny, have a fantastic day.
You too.